Wonder Woman may be just the superhero Hollywood needs right now.
Money-saving tips from the savvy reporters at MarketWatch.com. This is Money, Markets, and More.
I'm Katie Hill.
And I'm Quentin Fortrell. You're listening to Money, Markets, and More, where we talk about the most fascinating personal finance stories of the week. This is sort of fascinating because I'll tell you what. I was on my way home last night, and there was this queue at the AMC on Upper West Side, and I went all the entire block from Broadway to Columbus, and it went then snaked all the way down Columbus, and I thought it was a rock concert, and yeah, I said, what are you all queuing for? And the woman said, Wonder Woman.
Because, yeah, New Yorkers won't wait in line for that many things, right? They like,
won't.
Not around the block. They're not having it.
Cupcakes and Wonder Woman. That's it.
Yeah, that is it.
So I just thought this is going to be actually huge because I haven't, it's a long time since I've seen a line like that outside a movie theater.
Yeah. Well, are you planning to see it?
I think I will because, I mean, I liked the old Wonder Woman. But she went to the premiere, Linda Carter, and from the TV series, which I saw on reruns, by the way. Millennials looking at me sideways. And of course, the studio, we have with us Cristiano Ang and Trey Williams, who cover movies for Moneyish and Market Watch, respectively. Cristiano, you wrote about what makes this Wonder Woman different or relevant?
The really big thing is that this is a massive show of female power. You have the first action movie directed by a female director in a really long time. And you also have this actress, Israeli actress Gal Gadot, who's almost universally respected. And this couldn't come at a better time. The box office sales over Memorial Day last weekend, they were the lowest in something like 18, 19 years. And people really think that this could turn the corner for both the summer season and for, you know, DC Entertainment, which is the owner of the Wonder Woman franchise. They've been doing, so-so relative to the much more well-known Disney-owned Marvel. And some people think that this could be a turning point.
So what kind of movies have they done and what movies have Marvel done? Just to give us an idea.
So Marvel's really big hits, are The Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise and various other things. For Warner Brothers and DC Entertainment, they've had modest, they've had financial hits, stuff that did well at the box office, Suicide Squad, Batman vs. Superman. But at the end of the day, they were critically panned. Other things such as Green Lantern and Man of Steel, a Superman movie, didn't work out that well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trey Williams.
Yeah, I was just going to say, to Cristiano's point on the, female power, there's a lot, the narrative out there is that, women won't go or aren't really interested in big superhero movies. And a lot of the superhero movies so far have been criticized for, being, too like bro-y or manly or so on and so forth. And especially for DC, like this is right now, Wonder Woman, critically has like a 96 or something on Rotten Tomatoes, which is the highest of any of DC's other movies in this universe to date. So it's a really big deal for this movie.
That's interesting. There was also, Cristiano, you talk about this in your story, there were women-only Wonder Woman screenings, and there was a big old backlash to this. Talk about that.
So, it's really tapped in the political zeitgeist. Alamo Drafthouse, which is, an upscale chain of cinemas in the U.S., hosted women-only screenings. There was some backlash from, the so-called, from your typical bros. They weren't happy that they were excluded.
Bro backlash.
And they're fans of Wonder Woman, They grew up with the comics and whatnot. But Alamo Drafthouse has doubled down on this. They're increasing the number of screenings. And so far, publicity has done the lead up to the movie great good.
So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.
And we're back talking the new Wonder Woman movie and why it's important with Cristiano Ang, who's a reporter for Moneyish, and Trey Williams, who's a reporter for MarketWatch and covers the movie industry.
So, Cristiano, I thought this was interesting, too, how much merchandising, clothes, things now matter to these big companies, to Marvel and to DC. Can you talk about that?
Sure. And this is especially the case, you know, for Warner Brothers, which, you know, compared to the other film studios, has been underperforming a little bit. So film ticket sales, you know, in the U.S. have been relatively stagnant over the last 5 years. You see minor increases, 2-3% year on year. Merchandise, however, is an entirely different story. You know, Warner Brothers brought in $6.5 billion last year, you know, based on a whole range of variety of merchandise. And, you know, it already has stuff like Mattel toys, you know, figurines of Wonder Woman. You know, there's a diet protein bar, you know, that signed up Wonder Woman for a deal. Scores of things like this. Although at the start, there was a little worry at first that Warner Brothers wasn't doing a good enough job with Wonder Woman. But, you know, I think it's come to see that the franchise opportunities for this, you know, are really great.
I have a question. This Wonder Woman seems a lot darker than the last, and I feel like Batman versus Superman, one of the complaints was that it just seemed like a rainy movie with a lot of gray. We were looking for the red, you know, the red and yellow and blue colors, and I feel like this Wonder Woman too is quite the tone is darker, but the colors are darker too.
Yeah. I mean, I think this has been kind of DC's, you know, where they sort of want to position their universe of movies, or Warner Brothers, rather, where they want to position the universe of DC movies. They're doing sort of the opposite of what Marvel is doing. Like Marvel, you get sort of the, you know, bright colors that you're talking about, and it's, you know, there's a lot of joking, and it's can be happy-go-lucky. I mean, just look at Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, that movie is filled with neon colors and jokes. But DC, on the other hand, is trying to, for what it's worth, you know, sort of anchor it in realism, in like dark, gritty kind of tone.
I think that does appeal to teenage boys who want all of that sort of
angst.
Fast and furious, yeah, angsty, gritty stuff. But I wonder, Katie, how do you think like a tween girl is going to respond? Do you think she'll respond to the role model of Wonder Woman and the female empowerment, or you think she'll be put off by the grittier, slightly scarier nature of the movie?
I mean,
I think it
can go both ways with either of them, right? A certain kind of person really would, that appeals to them a lot. There's a lot of angst going on in the teenage world these days. That might really
tap into.
Do they need
it from Wonder Woman as well?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I would think that they'd be excited to see, you know, Wonder Woman, you know, in this role, you know, kicking ass. Can we say that? Can I say kicking ass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, kicking ass right alongside sort of the boys. You know, it's great in my opinion.
But it is targeting younger kids as well, right, Cristiano?
You know, I think the appeal here is really universal. You have young men that we talked about previously, you know, who are big fans, you know, and grew up with the comics. You know, I'm pretty sure there'll be mothers bringing their daughters to see this, because it's really rare that you see a female, a superhero film helmed by a woman. The last one, you know, was Elektra in 2005. You had Catwoman in 2004. And, you know, it's been over a decade.
Wow. So,
Patty Jenkins directed this movie, and it reportedly cost $120 million to make. So they're looking for, I mean, that doesn't seem like, I mean, I guess it is a lot for a big budget movie, but they're looking for, I'm sure they're looking for like, what, a billion? They want to get 10 times their money back on this?
I'm not sure how, I mean, I think there are some estimates out there that Warner Brothers is sort of guiding or forecasting for like anywhere from 60 to 80 million on the opening weekend,
right?
In that range. I think both Batman vs. Superman did like 166 million in its opening weekend.
Wow.
And Suicide Squad, the most recent in sort of the universe, did like 130 something million in its opening weekend. But I thought what was interesting is you talked about the production budget. The one for Wonder Woman is the lowest of the
four. It seems low, right?
Yeah, it's just 120. I actually have here that Batman vs. Superman was 250 million.
Whoa.
Suicide Squad was 175, and Man of Steel was 225. So it's just interesting that, you know, they're sort of they can see that they're taking maybe a little bit of a risk, and they don't want to like put too much into it.
Right.
But I think it's
right. But now they're obviously pleasantly surprised by the buzz. It has gotten a lot of positive buzz. That buzz is sort of interesting too, isn't it, Katie? Like, I was thinking about it when I saw that line down all snaking all the way down Columbus Avenue. That how like. I did feel like I have heard a lot of really positive things, and that word buzz really matters.
Totally going to see it.
Yeah, people seem to be really excited to go to the movies, which has not happened in recent weeks. And it's nowadays with so much out there, it's kind of hard to come by. But I have friends who, we're putting together groups of people to, like, go see this movie together to make sure that they get out and pay for it and support it and... I guess so that Hollywood knows that, you know, this is something that there is an audience for.
Wow. And it's in the summer months, it's perfect because, you know, the movie theaters have that air conditioning, which is really a lot of reasons why people in New York go to the movies.
Yeah, no
15 bucks a ticket for some AC.
No kidding.
Well, thanks so much.
Thanks,
we'll
guys.
See what happens when it's released nationwide. For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.